Oh, it's not voice sounds. All right, now let's proceed in this Bishop. Vini Libavu Hashorab Lusha. Aha Thomas Abesh. Soon seen proofing test. The age to the Hoshi Papa. Kasha Boya was the Irish. I'll go for Haha, they say. The hobby, the hobby. People in Thomas Abesh and the kids all Hoshi Papa. Mashimir Lafin Fiam is like. The name is Thomas Abesh. Now the whole Thomas Abesh. We discuss, if you remember, so when we learned the Simen Samachtes, so first of all, the Taz, the Simen Samachtes, Sikhim Zion, mentions the Thomas Abesh, and we discussed it with them. But at that time, we went over the Shach in Simen Tzadik Aleph, Sikhim Dal, the Shach. All right. So, he says, it's a voice, but I'm not sure if I'm here, like, really the Thomas Abesh and Shom. Shalu al shemisudas brismilo molchu bosar harbe ichviachot. So they salted in one kele a lot of bosar. Who molchu gamke ichviachot avozes. The achas sheshol hakol shemim. So the bosar, the bulk of the bosar was salted in one kele, and the bulk of the geese of the avozes was salted in another kele. Okay. Then, So Achash show Hakel Shem Beisim. Look from here, so they took everything together. Kol Abosam Nabosis. We offer Hakel the Ma'ir and Matom the Ma'ir. Achinok a Hakel Zebosim. And then at the end they found out the Nimtzo Shahakei Nimtzo Hakei Shav Zahachas from Guz Hoysotrei for Veinsamach Afim Neged Av Zahachas. So the question is, now it was Moliach, if it was considered at that time, it was after Shemuniach and Echon. So if it was considered to be Reseach, so Moliach Harit Reseach, since that Abzo that turned out to be trained for was in contact with all the other Chetikos Apostles and all the other Abzeis, so everything else became Mosi. Everything else became Mosi. So then the whole problem revolved around one question. Was it considered to be Seach? Even though it was after the expiration of the Shiur Mi or not? That's the basic question. Beheshiv, so the Tum Sadesh and answer, the Yesh La'atir b'chal dab nebev said Mubu b'su das mitzvah. In other words, that it's not so. What nebev said Mubu, we can rely on the Shite, that after the expiration of the Shiur Mi, it's not considered to be Seach. It's not considered to be Seach. Yadis is where Rosh Kosu gave up also the Hadmi Shimuye, Blachashit, Shimuye, Kwaposaki Hamel. Keep and she eat with Vladam. The Hink was a misma, the Tamho. Ah, the Missivat, whom we shall do the Veils of Lakos, the Boss of the Mulu, who's not ever said, Afilahashi of the Mikasu. So there seems to be a conflict between two Shites. The Shite of the Tesis and the Rosh, and also the Smart, who praises the Shite of the Tesis. That Lach Hashem Melicha, so it's not the Sikh. And the Shite of the Sifat Chum Shari Gura, the Ozuwa, in connection with Pasol Gumuf Nogzeh Bezeh, that in Lach Hashem Melicha, it asks. Yidei Chag Lechal, it av kam lecha atzmei tosh Hashem. Av hum kufach ticha atzmo yiru sachas, leilom. And we cannot say that when the stasis in the Rosh, and there is the Smach, who says Tamo, when do they say that it is that it is Atriseyach, so that is Nidavi the Melech. Then the question is whether the Melech is Riseyach. Masha'in can hear the question is Nidavi the Chetich itself. So the Melech is not Riseyach after the explanation of Shion Mil, because Posakech, Masha'in can the Chetich itself, let's say the Abos, so remains Riseyach. So it's a day hak to say. So there is, in other words, that we have to say that just as the Melech is, just as after the expiration of the Shiur Mi, so the Melech is posakeach HaMelech, so in Lechticha itself is not Reseach anymore. What's the Chaye? The Chaye that neither Teisves or the Rosh or the Smak do not approve of this distinction between the Melech itself and Lechticha, between the Melech and Lechticha itself, because the Eskikashi, the Rosh, and the Smag Eskikashi from the Gemore of the pigeon meat that fell into the salted mill. So there, the mother said it was Nikamosea because it was very slightly salted. Very slightly salted. Otherwise, it would become Osea. But the question is, if after the expiration of 80 minutes, so it's not Veseach anymore. So maybe without the fact that it was slightly salted. So it was already after the expiration of the Shiomi. So the Kemal Maximo Rosh Vasma, Meyenishin of Lutus, this is Shas. The only reason as to why it was Mutel, as to why the Eino was Mutel, is because it was very slightly salted. But if it had been moderately salted, Kishio Shemilchim Mutelo, so then it would be Osel. But, so the Rosh and the Smag is the Kashe, what they call it, the Sheet of Judas Kashe. So even if it had been profusely salted, it should not be Osea, because it was already after the expiration of the Shiomio. So what's the target that they give? The Shamos and Damelach, the Posakeh, we wish it for a clue. Hope you have a hell, the question meaning. So the question is, if it is true that the Shita of Rashi is only the Gabi, the Melach itself, but the Chetich itself is the Seach, so why do they have to resort to the Teretz? Shano Osom Damelach, the Posakeh, Hope you have a hell, the question meaning. The Arakusach, the Gufa Yisrael, Atzvo. Hakusach is a habivansmo. So the main of the itself always remains a seah. So why do they ask? So it's a raya that when the Jewish Rasha says that after the exploration of Shiomu is not a seah, he means simply Gabi the Chetich itself. Not only the Melach is not a seah, but simply Gabi the Chetich itself. Ela vada et li gana gay mother. Oh, so in other words, so the Jewish Adeshin says that there seems to be a conflict. Disagreement between the shite of the Tainsves and Rosh, the Smag, and one who approve of the shite of the Jewish Rashi, that Lacha, the expiration of the Shir Meir, so it's not to say Ach, and the shite of Malat Rumo and Yozorua, in connection with Basol Gimeluchi, that even after the expiration of the Shir Meir, it's still considered to say, this is all part and parcel of the discussion by the two traditions. El Bada, if you can have game, I don't know. El Shikosh, if you smack Gufe Kosa, because if you have to see, El Mufi, you smack Gufe Kosa, because if you have to see, I think, or come on, you smack Gufe, you still ain't come on. But the question is, so in other words, so it's all mentioned by the two traditions. So what does Thomas Tesha say? So it's Mukhach, there is a machlokes between the smack on one hand, and the Sivatum is another. So this comes Sivatum is shitty, the team after exploration of Shiomir is still considered Seyach. Whereas the Smag shitty is that it's not considered to be Seyach after exploration of Shiomir. Alright, that you can say in connection with the apparent conflict between the Tumas, between the Smag's Deen and the Sivatum's Deen. But there is still in the Smag himself, because the Smag, not only does he mention in one place that it's Tam Hogun, the Shite of Teitzves, and the Rosh, that Leachar, expiration of Shiur Mir, it's after the expiration of Shiur Mir, it's not the Seach, but he also mentions the same thing as Ivatruma mentioned, in connection with Bosalud Vino. So there is a Stire in the Smag himself. And the question of Smag, because Ivatruma is the idea. Hokamon, how can he say that? Hokamon, so Hakamon, the Smag is the Tam Hogun, so we see that the Smag, in approving the shita of the Zimrat Humo, so he disapproves of his own view of Talmud. The Kach here, okay. So it's all part and parcel, it's part of the quote. It's all part and parcel, the Rosh and the Tum Salesh. The Kach here, they look at it, the Tum conclude, they look at the Sudas Mitzvah, the Epsil Gerub, the Koshe, Gamkin, the Shabbat, the Zimrat Humo, the Ayat, can go up against it. So what does the Tum Sadesh say? In connection with the Shalom Dal Bozi, so first he mentions there is a machlokes between the ocean is smart and morning, and the bathroom goes on the other end. It's the weather. Subsequent to the exploration of the Shiomiyo, whether it's considered to say or not. And then it says, not only does it appear, there is a machlokes between the smag and the svatumo. There is a machlokes between the smag and the smag. One smag agrees with the shita of the svatumo, and the other smag don't think some melee, it's a suffix. So you cannot be mad here, the boss or the boss in an ordinary situation. Only in a hardship situation. Absolutely. That's the psalm of the Trumas of the Shem. Because you don't give Shabbat, you miss the Trumas of the IT. I'll come on the gates here. When my child will go up to the Sinus and the Hes, he is sick of it. He's massing on the Trumas of the Shem. He is the Halibu of the Halibu. What the Trumas of the Shem said, that it's a day hack. So the Mashal really agrees with it. You agree to it. You're to be crazy about this. We debray him truking. So the Shach says that what the Mashal says in the bath with him is Lochu. Kashir Amai, Abachem is more than a Hal. Shima Melach, and you say, Ah, Lomo, you could have to say, What is more? Make a day. Avram Yelkin is Daiti, Mashmo is Apolski, Lamin, and she posa Kir Hamelach, Eloy, and she did Adam. She would have Kibir, the Hamelach Lapidam. You know, you short word. She posa Korosh, but two is Mitzad. In Kidab, you had Adam, you are the Shoshim, and you posa Kir Hamelach, or you give me Dam. Mashmo can be short word. You car, Mashmo is Daiti, he might. It was on me, no. מי יספוס בחולו, ולא עם מי זדם, ולא יפוס הכייח המלך, שהוא יפתקום, פשיט את לך אשר מליך, חושב כניסי היה, וכי כוסו וישראל את הכל נחס, מי לא מבייס, ויפוס הכושר של הולכו המלך, לא יהיו בתוקם, ואיף ויגוב, so what, so how does he reconcile the apparent conflict between the Sivat and the Shita that says that it's Nisei Achim and after the exploration of Shem and the Smag Shita or the Smag and the Smag because the Smag also, not only does he say that Rashi Shita is something wrong, but he also approves of the Shita of Sivat Humo in connection with the case of Basal Rino. Basal Rino. So he says that according to Rashi, so upon the exploration of the Shiur Mil, it's considered to say, only in the case where it was salted for the purpose of drawing out the dam. So then it's for Zakor HaMelech. But in any other case, so the risiches of the meruach does not terminate. Behind the kosher rosh v'asmat, the bikkur tzach lipos hakeach hamelach shlepot lakum, ze nireh b'inai bo. אשר ויזהו יפליגה גנעדו, זה גם דברי סמאג מיישוב, שניסי זה זה, וכן דברתו, וכן דברתו. ויצא איתי דבר זה לפני הגויין, עד מימי ריברה בזה, הוא שור דלעמי. אני מצטט לי, אני אתו רבי נשאח. One was the Rebbe Rebbe Shlom, the other one was the Shalos and Chulos from Yeshua. So when does he, whom does he mean when he says, עד מימי ריברה בזה, it's not clear. All right, הוא שור דלעמי, מי נוסו, מי נוסו בלובו. והסכימו לדבורי, ופי זה אוי מיר להט, אפילו שלא יבימקו מאפסד מרובה, וסוד הסמיץ ו... So that was the Trumas HaDeshen himself, he's only Mati, in the case of the Abbozim, so he's only Mati, ומוקים אפסד מרובה. Why is he Mati only מוקים אפסד מרובה, and not שלא יבימקו אפסד מרובה? And not שלא יבימקו אפסד מרובה? Because the Trumas HaDeshen assumed that there is a Machlekes between him, the Smag, and Anwonen. And the Tzibra Trum on the other. So because of that, so the Mokav is the Rube Yasas. Because according to Tzibra Trum and Shite, it is still the Seach, even after the expiration of the Shiur. Even after the expiration of the Shiur Mil. But he says now the Shach, that now that he established, that he demonstrated, that there is no Machlekes between the Smag and the Tzibra Trum. and in other words, in the Sifat Chumo also agrees with the smart thing, that tamtim, that Rashi's thing is tamtim bo. And the whole raya, that the smart himself agrees with the Sifat Chumo's thing in connection with Rosh Alvino. So how can we reconcile the thing mentioned by Sifat Chumo with the thing mentioned by the smart and Rosh by saying that the thing of Chuvis Rashi, that after the exploration of Shiur Mil, it's not to say, only applies to a meluach for the purpose of blowing down the dam. But it doesn't apply to a case where there is a meluach. So, like Melach Grino, some male, he says, so he could be Mati, we could be Mati, even Shaloi be Mati. Now, this Shach is very strange. Why does he say that now that I have shown that there is no machlekes between the Sifat Chumo and the Smag, there is no machlekes between one Smag and the other Smag? Because one Smag is reference to the case where the Melicha was done in Bosor for the purpose of going down the dam. So then it's Posakir HaMelech. And the other Smag or the Sifat Chumo is reference to the case of Adachatiches, not Melicha or Bosor for the purpose of going down the dam. So the Mele, he shall only be more commercial. We can be matir, what? In the case of the avozes. But the question is, even according to the Shach's own lomdes, that there is no machlit between Sivat Chumo and the smak. So that means that Rashi's deen is to be limited only to a case where the meliche took place for the purpose of drawing out the dam. So then it's posakir hamalach. But in the case of the avozes, there the Melicha was done for the purpose of drawing out the dam. It wasn't done for the purpose of preserving. It wasn't the case of the second Melicha for the purpose of preserving. So in one Kele they were on Meleach, they made kosher a number of Tiches Basar. In another Kele, Kele Minukev of course, so they made kosher a number of geese. And then, after they finished making kosher both, so something both, they put one on top of the other. And one goose turned out to be traded. So there the dam, it wasn't a second meliche. There it was, the meliche took place for the purpose of drawing out the dam. So it's posakir hamelech. So why does he say, Asha, if he say, why, but in the case of the Thomas Adeshin of the Avozes, so they are according to the Shach's own on this. So it's Posakir HaMelech. So this is what he says. So in other words, so he means that in that particular case of the avozes where the meliche was done for the purpose of drawing out the blood, we can be matir. But it doesn't mean, you see, the Tumis Adeshen discusses a specific case. But his psak is not only a psak ligabi that specific case. His psak is ligabi all cases of moliach after the expiration of the shiomim. So when he says that he means in that specific situation, in that specific case, not in general, Shalom Mokhmev's Mokhmev. This is what the Shach means. In other words, because in that specific situation, there was Posakir HaMelech. So when there is Posakir HaMelech, there is no Machlekes. So the Tumas Adeshin himself, even in that specific situation, was only Mati, Mokhmev's Mokhmev. Why? Because he assumed that according to Sifat Chumo, in that specific situation, it was considered Mizriach. But according to Shach's on this, so in that specific situation, even the Sifat Chumo would agree that it wasn't Mizriach. So, and there it was Posakir HaMelech. So it's not difficult to Shach. In other words, but when the Shach says, Ufizeu Yenim Al-Hatri Avushalim Akev Shalim Akev Mitzvah, he doesn't mean in general. He means in that specific situation that the Sibra, the Tumas Ateshen was dealing with discussing. All right, so it's not difficult. Ah, the Mitzvah Shal Poskim, Kami Masir Rashi, Mashmal Hebe, Tafim Gabel Dam, Yamun Posakir HaMelech. So what did he say? So at first he pointed out that there is no machlokes between the Tzivra Trumo and the on one hand and the Rosh Smag and the other. And that each one agrees with the oneness of the other. But the Rosh Smag, they say, in the case where the Milicha took place for the purpose of going down the Dam from the Poso, that after the exploration of the Shion deal, so he does not. It's not considered a seach. And the Sibra Trumo in the case of Adach Kiches, where there was no union of dam, so then after the exploration of Shion Gil, it is considered a seach. It is considered a seach. This is the truth. So mainly in the specific situation of the Avozeis, when we had to place for the purpose of drawing out the dam, we should pass without tefs and mubeh, that it's muta, because there it's posakir hadam, posakir hadam. But he says, for another reason, not because of the tam of the Trumas Hadeshen himself, we have to be matir only mubeh tefs and mubeh. Why? Because the Tesvis mentions a shita that is chelik al Jewish Rashi. So, in other words, so even in the case of posakir hadam, so even in the case where the Melicha took place for the purpose of throwing out the dam, we don't, according to the other sheet in Teis V'Zachon, we don't say posakir hadam, posakir hamelach, we don't say posakir hamelach. So in the melee, according to that lotion in Teis V'Zachon, so in the specific situation of the Avozeis, it was considered to say, so in the melee, even in that case, we cannot be matir shalom b'mechon, because we have to chenshish for the other lotion in Teisves, not because of the Shita of the Balat Chumbo. The Balat Chumbo, that is in line with the Shita of Rashi, but because of the other Lashon in Teisves. So the male, umiyu, they go up on the Mokmesh, the Mokmesh was in Teisves, umiyu, we say, she'll be for the Mosea, a few of them said, the Mokmesh was in Teisves, if our prince came safely, the Teich, she'll be for the Mokmesh, the Mokmesh, the Aram, the Yochim, the Gabbai, גם כבודו חרש בו משפרס הבאי סורזו משתי ידיים. So that means now and most poskim agree with the Shach, because what the Shach says is very mistaken. In other words, that this din of Rashi, Jewish Rashi, that Lach Hashir Mir, it does not have a din of Meseach. That's only Shayach when the Melicha took place for the purpose of drawing out the blood. But in case of Yosef Meluchim, so even after the Shio Meliche, so it has a din of Meseach. But that is all true in the Mechab. Mashayim king Ramo says, "Yeshayim in the lacha sheshor miluche, shiur miluche, goim mikra hakim b'seyach, goim mikra hakim b'seyach." So that means that Ramo passes that according to Rashi Shite, so without posakir hamelach, even in the case where the melech didn't draw out any blood, so it's still not considered b'seyach. All that is true, I'll leave it in my Mechaba, but the Ramo Paschus is not like that. der Ramo Paskens, der Acha Sheshon, der Mitre Shion, der Michel, der Mitre Acha Kenisech. And here we are not dealing with the Mitre for the purpose of drawing out the blood. I mean that. That we deal in Milchas Mitre, but here, it was a Chorov. So the Mechaba doesn't deal with such a case, and Ramo naturally doesn't deal with such a case. So that means that everything that the Shach says, even though it's very mistaber, but it's not very relevant to us, because we pasken like the Ramo, and the Ramo paskens even in connection with any other moliach, that after the expiration of the Shio meal, it does not have a din. It does not have a din of Meseach, according to Pesach Ramo. But then, when he says, Avod Lavachei Lohotel Klal, so Bilavachei Lohotel Klal, not because of the wrongness of the Shach, of the Lavachei Lohotel Klal, because of the Shite of the second portion of Tejas Echum. And you see that the Ramo in Simen Samachtes, Sivchov, also said, Shamo Yibmok Mefzit Yerube, so we have to treat this Meseach. Even after the expiration of the Shio meal, even vis-a-vis the Chazboso that was salted for the purpose of growing out of it. Alright. Now, v'inchinu b'moliach elyein v'itofel tachtein b'moliach tachtein v'itofel elyein le'ilom ha'moliach mavliach v'itofel b'nudehmen. So that we had twice already. We had that the machlok is shame between the Rajba on one hand and Teisves and the Rosh on the other hand. So according to the Rajba, the Aloch of Tatoi Goma, that is true of Chama in the Yoish, is also true of Moliach, Tatoi Goma. But according to the Rajba, but according to Teisves and the Rosh and the two, so this only, this whole concept of Tatoi Goma is only true of Chaim Oish, but it doesn't apply to Chaim Moliach. Chaim Moliach. So that's Teisves, and Rosh the So how is it? Not the posak. He mentions the cheating. What he says, Vitzolch Lema, Vitavke Leeser Kulam. The Haimu Bishomim, Yeshchim, Avo Leeser Kedekulim, Kedim Bikochumish, En Chilu, Himei, Vitatoi Goba, Amukomo, Kim Kulim, Kim Kulim, Kim Sigal, Yoche Mashma, Vitavke Ashbo, Kedim Zabayi Sakonsk. So he says, he gives it very simple talent. The reason is why in Simen Kufay and in Simen Ayin. So the Mechaba doesn't mention the reason is why here in Simen Tzalikawa. So he doesn't mention the Shita of the Rajbo, that there is a difference between Moriach Elie, Vitofel Tachte, Moriach Tachte, Vitofel Elie, because this distinction, even according to the Rajbo, that the read Aloha of Tatari Gova has application to Moliach too. So it's only Shayat that the meaning will only be in the Gabi Dova Shom. So Gabi Dova Shom, the Aloha is that Moliach is Matriya Mikulei. So then there can be a difference between Moliach Heli and Tatari Gova. So then we say Tatari Gova. So that means that everything is same, eh? But until everything cools off, so it can be mafia kidnipe, so it's osea. So it's osea kide. So it's melee, he says, so when it is in Dobashome, so in Dobashome, so then in the case of Moliach Tachte, Vitofil Eli. So the Mele, according to the Rashi Shita, the Daloche of Tatoi Goma replies, so then everything could be considered as Moliach. And if it's in the Moshomen, so it's also in Pule. Masheikin, if it's Moliach Eli, Vitofil Tachte. So everything is considered Zenit. But until it goes off, the first split, second, So it's Bavliya. So it's only Osaklikli. So over there he mentions it. He mentions that she thinks Mikufein Simanayim in connection with a Dovah Shomer in the Gamma. So there it's Bavliya Bechule. So we have an afkimine whether the Tachtim is Moliach or the Elim is Moliach. If the Tachtim is Moliach, so then everything is Moliach. So everything is Oser. And if the Tachtim, is Moliach, so everything is Moliach, so everything is Oser. And it's, so it's Bavliya Bechule. And if the Elim is Moliach, and the Tachtim is Tofel, so everything is Seinen. But the first, the second, it can be Bavliya. How much can Bavliya be clipping? Masheike, here he doesn't deal with, here the Mechaba doesn't deal with the Dovah Shomer. Here he deals with the Dovah Kochush. So if Dovah Kochush, he doesn't have to mention the Rashba Shite because it has no relevance. Because even according to Rashba, what Tachtim is there? So whether the Tachtim is Maliach or the Elim is Maliach. So if the Tachtim is Maliach, so according to Rashba, everything is Maliach. Everything becomes Viseach. Everything is Maliach. So what will happen? Moliach Harem Kesiach can only ask after Kibitlipe, unless it's Dovah Shomer Legatli. So, and if the Tachtim is Tofeh, so then everything in the long run, after a few moments, will be Tzeinen. But Ademeika, Bola Kibitlipe, so it's still Ozak Kibitlipe, so in a way it's Ozak Kibitlipe. So that's why he says that it doesn't make any difference. It's a double portion. Alright. Yud Kav also would be, no? Hamnuchem Shenogu Zebazeh. Shayah Rimeima Kal Rimeima I didn't talk to you from the Bola in Abikimilika. Okay. So because that we only say Rigabi Dam, not Rigabi Boso, not Rigabi Chod. The Gabi Dam Amurino. Okay, Rui Bisho Isu. Mushikos Vaposki, Mihamutufi, Rui Kisar Heli. Alright. Now, Sifi Dalot. Vie Shemi, Vangri Kamon Sime Kufei, Kesa Player. Vihodi Toy Moruach. Tommy Tof in Shop. Heine Shatomi Yovich. In the Iser is Yovich. Avo in Hudobotso. So when do we say that if the heter is Moliach, and the Iser is Tofeo, so it is Muta. What's the Hesper of this thing? Because Moliach Harin Kersiach can only be Mavliach, but it cannot be Mavlit Famanadha. It can only be mafliya into another chatiha. It cannot be mafli. So when do we say that only if the iser that is stopping is it a gush? Is it salad? Avo if it a tzolo? But if the iser that is stopping is a liquid and the toya luach? So. Let's say the poso, so he said, Avol im dovatzolo. So if the heter, if the tome, that is tofe, is a liquid thing, and the heter is moluach. So neser atoy miachas im nechal machmas melche. So in other words, if the toy is Moliach and the Isa is Tofe, but it's a liquid, and so in other words, the toy or the heter fell, which is Isal, fell into a liquid that is Osea, even though it's not Moliach. So then you don't have to read, then the heter becomes Osea, because true. That Moliach cannot be mafnit from another Chatiche. But here, if the Iser, that is Tofel, is a liquid, we don't have to resort to any Aflote. After all, the Heter is Moliach. So the Heter can be paled from itself. It can be Belea. It cannot be mafnit from another Chatiche. So if the Chatichas Iser is a solid thing, so in order that the Heter, that is Moliach, and is capable. So of course, if the heter is Moliach, so it has all the potential in the world to absorb. But it cannot absorb until it is Nifla. So if the Iser is a double gush, and it's Tofel, so it's not created from itself, and the heter that is Moliach, it does not have the capacity to be Mafli to cause a plotting of the Seada Kistofe. So maybe there is nothing to be Beleah. Masha'im came if the heter that is Moluyach, which is a solid, falls into a Nisa that is a liquid, even though it's Tofe, you don't have to resort to any Aplote. After all, it is capable of being Beleah, because it is Moluyach. So it will just absorb the drops, the liquid drops of Nisa. That's the time. So he says, alright, that I had told me Yomish. So in other words, like a jello, something that is a semi-liquid, semi-solid, in a jello form. So is that to be considered as a liquid or is it to be considered as a solid? So he says, no, it's not considered as a liquid. Because if it is in a semi-solid, in a gel form, so then you have to resort to aflot. Only if it's a real liquid. So you don't have to resort to any aflot, it's just the moliyah, the heter, it's just the layah, the drops of the liquid, the is. Alright. Nesah atoya mahashulua, mahas biluchay, kits of lima. The lidome, we also say, shenofa, we say, chol of tzeinen. So in the bosom itself, in order to be able to absorb drops of the liquid, then that heter must be reseach. Mashaikin here in this case, we say katoy gova, so it goes off. It immediately goes off. So it's cold, it cannot even be beleya. It's not a bosom. I will be immediately shy at the table. Now here we have the machlekes. The machlekes are poskim, two shinis. Ushnei maso, keleima biboso becholo. Afal pisha boso libadi meluach. Even though the boso itself is meluach. So, and the cholo is tope, and the boso that is meluach falls into the cholo that is tope. So then, so it becomes osir. So it becomes osir. Afal pisha boso levad meluach. So shnei masurim. Avol im acholom levad. So why shnei masurim? Now the cholom is tofe, but the boso is meluach. So mele the boso absorbs the drops of the cholom. Because true, it cannot cause the aflote in the cholom. We don't have to resort to aflote. So the bosom is osea because the bosom is meluach, it has all the potential in the world to absorb drops. So it immediately absorbs drops. Now why is the cholov osea? The cholov is tofel. The cholov is tofel. So that means that even though the cholov is tofel, but if it is a liquid, so mimele the drops, the minute particles of boso that almoliach can be dissolved in the cholov. So maybe the cholov is also avol im cholov levad im moliach. Suppose the cholov is moliach and the boso is not moliach. The boso is tofeil, and then the boso atofeil falls into the cholov that is moliach. So kosa b'teres chatos imashma midibrei Mordechai the cholov mute. The cholov mutar because since the cholov is meluach and the boso is tofeh and the boso, so the boso is not meluach and the boso is a solid. So in the view of the fact that the meluach does not have the potential of being mafli from something else, now the meluach in this case is the cholov. So the cholov, the meluach cannot affect a aklote from the boso. So in such a case, how can the cholov become osea? After all, in order to become osea, it must absorb particles of boso. In order to absorb particles of boso, the boso must be mafnit particles of boso. But the boso cannot be mafnit because the boso is tofeil. Only the cholov is meluach. And if a meluach had the capacity of being mafnit from something else, so then the cholov, the meluach, would cause the boso that is not malach to be paid, but it cannot be machli from something else. So maybe the chalom is mutar. That seems to be very reasonable. I mean, it seems to be a matter of common sense. What the Teres Hato says in the name of the mother. So the Roy Kasma, at Kanji, Uposachon, Kak, the Tame, Shabi Moro, the Hype, Baboso, he is a Hatha Rabbi Smak. That word. Now, what is the Smak Shite? The Smak Shite is that if Boso Tofe falls into Cholob Meruach, so then the Cholob is also. And the Teshato says that the Mordechai is Chimitah. So first he says, Adrabe, from the Mordechai it's Mashma, that he agrees with this man. He agrees with this man, that if the Boso Tofe falls into the Cholob Meruach, so then the Cholob becomes also. He agrees with this man. So he says, V'nima Shito Yisefah, it's all three Maragoyes Mordechai. That goes Mordechai is fake at this time. But the Mordechai himself agrees with this man. Doch is like goes more than the Shema Rima of Perez. Gam, the Isil Hetak Valam, Lamu Gim, Dalit was a Kina Shema Mordechai the Shema Rima of Perez. Who gam can tell us that? So we have to say, Hago is Mordechai the Shema Rima of Perez. And we come, okay, so if you mean dinner. So in other words, so we have him a Hrikes between the Mordechai and the Agoyes Mordechai, or the Smag and the Agoyes Mordechai. So the Shachman Tzawut, the Mordechai himself has the same sheet as the Smak. Now, in case where Boso Tofeil falls into Cholob Meruach, so according to the Smak and the Mordechai, so it is also, the Cholob is also. According to Agoyes Mordechai, it is Muter. And the Teres Hatos Paskins, like the Agoyes Mordechai, that is Muter. And the Shach makes a comment. He says, "We need to make control him with him. He in the mode of Hayus Man. Israel, who shall do the Nehre? Poka in K, man to label on the Hokkien, which is family around. So then there's another reason, because there is a Shite that he will both foods are solid. And so, and there is, as long as there is contact, real contact, between the Iser and the Heter, so then even though the Torah is Moliach and the Torah is Tofel, it still asks, when do we say that where the Torah is Tofel and the Torah is Moliach, it's not Oser, if there is no real contact. But they are so close that if they will be Pele, then there will be contact. But right now there is no contact. Mashiach, if there is actual contact, not just close, so then even if the Torah is Tofel, so it's still awesome. So maybe we have to because Pechi, Shkama Ramzi, we hold to him, we have to be talking to him, Shora, we should name, we need that because Apostle Kavose, we come with him, come to his own, after the Hakalosa, we each are Ram, the Hagoye, Hoshash, we spoil us around, we know that we should have said, the Mashal, we said, so here, we smile, he said, so in other words, so we see that there is a Machlekes between the Mordechai and the Agoyes Mordechai, in the case where the Boso is talking, and the Cholob is Meruach, and the boss of the Tofel falls into the Cholob Meruach. So according to the Mordechai, the Smag, it's of the Cholob is also. According to the Mordechai, it's Mutter. And the Teres Chatos passes the Kulim. The Shach is Machia Lechum. Now we have to understand the Shite of the Smag and the Mordechai. It seems, as a matter of common sense, that the Agoyes Mordechai is right. Now, I mean, the Agoyes Mordechai does not agree with the sheet of the Ram. He doesn't argue on the score of the longness of the Ram. So he agrees with all the other shaming who are chilek on the Ram. And who say that Toya Moluach, the Tommy Tofel, so then it's muter even if there is actual coming. Not only when it's closed. So, but in the case of Tzol, where it's a liquid, so even if the Boson is the Moluach. So if the Cholob is Meruach, if the Cholob is Meruach and the Boso is the Tofel, so it seems as a matter of common sense, that in as much as the Boso is Tofel and the Boso is Isalat, so in order that the particle of the Boso should be absorbed by the by the cholom, that is meluach. Of course, the cholom is ready to absorb. It's meluach. But before the cholom can absorb particles of bosal, these particles of bosal have to be nifled from the bosal. And the bosal is tofeh. So it is not peleit. It is not peleit. So how can the cholom be osel? So it seems as though is us, even though the bosal is talking. So we have to say one thing. Now we learned, I mentioned it only in the Indian, but we learned in Ta'uves that the Marshal says, the Ta says, that Ligabe Krisheni, so it's not Mubashe, it's not Mabliya, Mabli Geachot, but it can do one thing. Krisheni, the Marshal says, it can be matlia by itself, or it can be matli by itself. But it cannot do both things together. So we see that sometimes something can be matli, but it cannot be belayat. It can, do both things together not. So maybe it seems that the shita of the Simanim Mordechai is that moliach, it's not that moliach cannot be matli from something else. It can be mafrit from something else, but it cannot do both things. Be mafrit from another chatiche and absorb. That it cannot do. You see, something that is chav al b'yoeish, something that is viseach al b'yoeish. So if it is cooked with something else, so maybe not only can be mafrit from the other chatiche, but it can accomplish both things. It can extract the bliya from the other hatiche and then absorb it. Mashenkein moliach, the riseach of moliach. So it cannot do both things. It cannot extract the bliya from another hatiche and then absorb it and then be bliya. That it cannot do. So mele, but just to be mafrit, if it's not necessary to do two things, to be matri and to be beleya, that it can do. So maybe in the case where Bosal Tofen fell into cholo meluach. Now, so here the cholo also becomes osel. Why does the cholo become osea? Because true that the cholo that muliach cannot be mafrit and belia kiachat, but mafrit by itself it can. So mele, the moment the chtichas bosal tofe falls into the cholo muliach, so the cholo muliach extracts particles of bosal from the bosal. But it couldn't be beleyat. But since it's a liquid, it's not necessary to resort to bleyat. Because then it's a mere, so it becomes dissolved, you see. It's not a question of bleyat. Let's say when you put sugar in tea, and then this is dissolved. Is that an in of bleyat? That's not an in of bleyat. That's not an in of bleyat. So melee, in such a case, so where a bosal is bosal tofe falls into cholov meluach, so mele the shite of the Mordechai in the Smag is that even that meluach cannot be machlit from something else and be beleak echol. But here at the moment it's machlit, so then it's not necessary to resort to a process of liyeh. Then it takes place by itself, because it just becomes dissolved. The minute particles of bosor that are nifrat from the chtichas bosor, so are dissolved in the milk. In the milk, some mele, now, the Primigodim says. Many times the Primigodim is so brief that it's not clear what he means. But he probably means that. In Sifte Zayin, Ein Shach, Mashikos, the Lishni Toya Moliach, Tomitof Nishai, Vishni Masur. In Mashikos, the whole of Moliach, the whole of Mutea, Vashach Kosav, the whole of Gamkinoser, and the Shita of the Mordechai, the Smart. Ukwokosav, the Bismanayim, with Mashikos of Arajbo, Hatam, the Toya Moliach, ותומי תופן שורי, דימי דימפליט מיד מתומי, מכל מוקים, אגב, ותורו דעתוי הליפלי, so even though the toy that is מוליח causes the tomei to be מפליט קצס, but since the toru דעתוי הליפלי, אין בו כיח לפלי האיסי מה, אם כמפשיטי כאי גבלי, בכל אופן, so here it is all that is necessary is that the particles of bosom that are niflet from the chtichas bosom by the cholov that is moriach, so should be dissolved. So mele in kem pshitik hai gavne be cholov the mafli tzas mi bosom in nivla, it becomes dissolved, the age loss. So this is how we explain it. All right. Avoli moyomish. Now, he says, "Midafke shatoyo lachzas, avu miyovish legamre inudleya midobo lachshetzim, lachshetzim. Mashma afilu meluach hakomid. Mechei kosa hoyisa vehetashon. V'im lo nofal rak almokim echot, bichleitz v'chayitz beikir mikemi midai. Pirish." הדין לא פעור כל הכלים משייך ליפר יעשת הכלים, אינה מתירגות, וכי מה שמתירס חטוס. ובזה, אם הוא מעניין שאין פסדר לרצם מתריח מותר, ויעף אגב ולכמו, כוס עברה, בכל מוקים שצורך הגולר למען עם כל פעיל פרי, פוסו מהי לבידובה של מיבה וילדי חמי, וחי גם למיבה בכל הכלי. אבל ציר מלוח, אין לי כבר לכלי קליפר, וכמה די בקליפר, שאימו יסו שמינו, היך אמרו נעשה אותי לקליפי, יש נשבעת המחתיך השמי, שמויסה שמי לא קורו אסור, וכן חוות האסור, כולו נעשה שום מפפר. כלומר, אם מויסה אחס מן שמינו, יגבינו, יעבוסו, הק לא עושה דוד, הי מפת, הי בא מפת, הק שלום, דת הוא לא נסמן קופה. All right, now, finally, יהיו סמן קופה, סמס בו ידו דון, החילוק, ולקוח שלשום, חום וביחו משער ומסם. אבו צלי. So here we have the three sheets of shame, in that the more, of Bayene, the north of the car, the cover the milk. So they are, so the more it was matter. The more is the kasha, why shouldn't it be osir? Because we are a kaseyah. So the more it was that it was very slightly solid. So then the more it comes with Bahan and Mile, the Chai. But it's all is osa kedekli. Bahan and Mile, I think that if it doesn't have boy, but if it has boy, so then it is osa, the whole thing. Hanamile, if it's not spiced, if it's not mitugel betalpin, but if it is spiced, mitugel betalpin, so then the whole thing is awesome. So we saw that we mentioned that there are three shittas. First of all, the pshat of Rashi. And all those Rishayim who agree with Rashi, there are a number of Rishayim who agree with Rashi. You see that Mechaba Paschal is like Rashi. Mechaba Paschal is like Rashi. So then there is the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Rashi is the biggest school. That when the Gemara says, V'hanu mila b'chai, so the Gemara means, V'hanu mila b'chai, that, so when we say that it's not Osera, that the Yino is not Osera at all, nothing can it be there, if it is cold, Abba, but Tzolim means not only void, but Tzolim means void and hot. So then it has a little bit. But if it is not void, or even if it is void, but it's cold, it cold up already, so it doesn't tassel at all. It doesn't tassel. The Hanemile, that it has no point. It has no point. But if it has void, so then it tassels the whole age. So Rashi explains it. If it has pores, if it has coil, it has pores, and it's boiled and hot. So suppose it wouldn't have pores, boiled and hot and no pores, it doesn't have a grip. But boiled and hot and pores, it doesn't have a grip. And Hanamila had any mitumah mitavli. But if it's mitumah mitavli, even though it doesn't have pores, but it's boiled and hot, so it doesn't have a grip. So Rashi means, then we have another shite that is between, that is not the biggest. So that's the sheet of the smart, and possibly the sheet of the Rosh too, even though not all agree that this is the sheet of the Rosh. So then there is the sheet of the smart. The smart sheet is that Hanemila Chai means raw. So then it's not also the door. But if it is so, even though it's cold, it doesn't prepare. The Hanemila, if it has no point. But if it has koyim, so according to the smart, if it is boiled, even though it is cold, but it has koyim, it doesn't get all right. But only if it's boiled, the whole process. But suppose it's raw, not. Then the sheet of the Balat Rumo, he's the biggest Rumo. So he says, Mahan will be less than koyim, less than pileg, or less than koyim. So that is, if it is, so if it has no pores, so and so only if it is boiled, even though it's cold, it does get grip. But if it has pores, so even though it's not even boiled, it is raw, it doesn't get cold. And if it's between the top and the cold part, so even though it is raw and it was never boiled and cold, it doesn't get cold. It doesn't get cold. Now, whether the shita of the Rosh is like the smag or the like Balatrumo is not clear. But the smag shita, so some say that the Rosh shita is like Balatrumo, the biggest smag. And some say, no, that the shita of the Rosh is like the smag. Right, but we have three shitas. So, Abel said, so what did the Chabas say? Hodim, Valdim, Abinech, Machas, Miluchay, Unech, Machas, Miluchay, Hanem, Miluchos, Achak, Abel said, they say, Yachshano, Faul, Miluch. Afim, Unech, Machas, Miluchay, Voye, Klipe, אם יש בפקויים או שהוא מסוג או בטאבים ויוצאו מנסח כל יוסף זה that's like רשי not like רשי the biggest school so he says אבל צריך לנסח שנופל ממוליח אפילו נחלה או מחצלו חבו יקליפה אם יצלי לנסח but אם יש בפקויים אין לי צריך לנסח אין צלי Oh, she was only sabbing, it's lean, it's seyach, kol yosef. But suppose it's not seyach, even though it's lean, it's cold. And even though it's spice, then it has pores, it's not also wrong. That's Rashi Shit. Vihoadim, ofu mevushim. Now, that's the Ramo, and that's not such a double portion either. Because the Meiri in Chum, and that's okay, mentions 2 days. Mentions 2 days. First, he mentions the day, I think he calls them, he applies the appellation of Dilei Apostle to them, Forshim to them. I don't know, a certain appellation, who say that we ho adin, ofu mevusho, and then avod Dilei Provence, that's the Balaitu. So he says, avod Dilei Provence, that only tzli, but mevusho not. So the Ramo doesn't pass in like the Dilei Provence, like the Balaitu, but he passes like the Yadashim. Adashite that who say that Sli and Mibushli are the same thing. Alright. Now, the Vyeshemri, that few are him saying, Dinoch, that even if it's saying him, Dinoch, so it's mashma that it doesn't pass like the Balatrumo. Because if he passed like the Balatrumo, he shouldn't say that few are him saying, Dinoch, but he should say, Afibu Chai. afilu l'chai v'loi tzohu d'inik d'inoch. He says, v'yesh eim da afilu eim tzeinim d'inoch. So that's like the smack. And he says, v'si Yosef l'das o rosh, because the v'si Yosef holds that the rosh eitei is like the smack. The others who say that the rosh eitei is like the balatrum. Right, but from the Ramor, that's not important whether the Ramor pasuk is like the rosh or not like the rosh. The important thing is, we cheated with the pasuk. So he passes like the sheet of his mouth. He passes like whether the rosh is like the smag or the rosh is like the truma, that's not important. But he passes like the sheet of the smag, not like the sheet of the balatruma. Because if he there are more passes like the sheet of the balatruma, he should say, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. Cold. What does it mean? So, but say, machine came if it's raw, not. That's only true according to the smag. But not the copy of the Bible. Alright, now. The Shach, Sipra Bach. Abotzli, Dashi Yesh Binyan Zegimu Shites, Sipra Truma Vashori, Vyorosh, Vyatu, Mahir, Usho Poskim, Sipra Indi Bosotzli, Afil Tzeni, Shino Falu Cholo, Afil Yachma Hasmi Tchei, Koyim Plit, Vim Yesh Mimboso, Koyim, Oyin Shehu Nisuru Mutavni, Afil Yuchai Kuli Yosef. That's the Shite of Sipra Truma. But he equates the sheet of the Rosh with it. Now we saw that the two passages like Balatrum. So at that time I said, it's remarkable that he doesn't even mention the sheet of the Rosh. So why shouldn't he mention the sheet of the Rosh? So it's mashma that the two held that the Rosh agrees with Balatrum. Because if the two had held that the Rosh agreed with the sheet of the smack, so even if he had been disposed of the sheet of the Balatrum, he certainly would have mentioned his father's sheet. I mean, that's his guy. Sometimes he's machia, not like his father, but he certainly will not ignore the father's sheet. So remember, that's why the Shach also assumes. Dashi Yesh Binyan Zekim Shittes. Sefer HaTrumo, now Sefer HaTrumo is the biggest machia. They are showing the Rosh. They are two. Now the two explicitly passes like Balatrum. But he mentioned the Rosh too. So we see that the Shach holds that the Rosh Shite is not like the Smak. That the Rosh Shite is like the Balatrum. But the Bis Yosef says that the Rosh Shite is like the Smak. So that's why the Ramor in parenthesis says when he passes like the Smak Shite, he is in the Afilo in Tzeinim. Only Tzeinim in the but not in Chai in the. That's like the Smak. And he says, Bis Yosef in Dasa Rosh. Alright. Now. So he says, "Umachim shopes b'sim posat tli appreciation of b'cholom. Afu nechem achasim reboi klib. Vim yivim posat koyim. Oy shemisul b'tavim. Afu chay kol yoseh. Itas aray b'varash b'varam. Dimatzli tzeni leyom tzorich la'doche. Eludim b'teyach tzorich klipe. Vim yivim koyim. Vum mitur b'savri oy misul b'tavu b'seyach kol yoseh. Hu shitei ze trashish." ומשהו דברש פה, דברש בו שום, שכן דעס רש, וכן משמע באמס, דעס רש, את פרק צצל. אני ניצא אקספליסט, זה לא דעו ברש. ומרשה את פרק הבוסו, זה מסמך תסלילי, אני לא ברש את פרק הבוסו. ולא חן כוסם, שישו משמע איזה מפר של רש, in other words, there is no הכר בומו, from the רש in חום, but from the רש in זוכר, there is a הכר בומו, that רש is the biggest thing. ודאס יוזרו עבד בו עשמו דחי בשם ארינו פרץ ועשמק סימו משה זה נראה את אצלי צמי צורך מפה ואם ניסו במביצב אם יש פה עם פוץ מצמי אין כולי עושה אבל בחי לא יבחים דאס עשמק so he mentions all the fish cases but the shach includes the rosh in the shite in the vishayni who agree with the shite of the bottom וכי דאס עשמק לבני וכי כוסף בראש, שלכי ומה שאוכל. זה יזה. וכי דאס מרה מרות מבאר, ותשום בסימני שתחס, וכי דאס הקומבוי, וכי דאנר דאס יסבטר, וכי מאמי, וכי פוסק מה שאול שם, והרב בטרס חטוס, אלו דיקן בעד בו ימי כלומר, כמפת גמרו בן, וצורכי הוא, אם יש לו הוקר, כיוון, דהר בי פייסקים, so what did he say? He mentions the shit of the smack, and the smack, and he says, ויש אם נפלו נצאים עם דיני אוכל, that's in Noach. V'chein yesh nunik, im nefzit merube. So he's only making like the smag in mokim hefzit merube. So he's only making, I'm sorry, He's only made like Rashi, Bimokim Nefzim Merube. But Bimokim Shein Nefzim Merube, he's Machmir like the Smak. Like the Smak. So, El Nekam Baboy made Bimokim Nefzim Merube like Rashi. It's all here. In Yeshno, Kim Kim Dabu Priski, Tzemun Kim, Afilu Bechai. So the Shach does not approve of what the Ramon, of the Kulam Ramon. Because the Ramon is made of Bimokim Nefzim Merube. Like Rashi, and this, the Shach has a doubt. He says, keep the Abba Pesach and save it in a few of the Chai. But the Shach's Mashma the Mayim it's the Tzeyne. From the Kosvate is this. The Kosvate is Mayim. The Vata Rezov, so we don't make it in the Mechaber. For a miracle. So in other words, there's the Lebush Paskos like the Mechaber. In the Gamre, in other words, completely like Rashi. He will show him what he has to do with it. He will lie on Rashi. But the Ramon, the Mokim Efsed Merube, he relies on Rashi, but the Shach is still from Ramon. And he says that in view of the fact that there are many Rishayim who agree with the Shittim Bala Tumo, so even in the case of Chayu Gamra, they are Machmir. So the Mokim Efsed Merube, we can only, Chol HaPoches, rely on the Shittim of the Smak, but not to rely on the Mokim Efsed Merube on the Shittim of Rashi. Definitely. Alright. Now he says here, "Afilu nechal machas milchi." Now the shach. Now before we learn sifah based shach, so let us go over sifu based the tals, because all the other tals we learn. But sifu based we didn't go over sifu based the tals. Now the sifu based the tals still discusses the same question as sifah based in the shach. V'yei sheim nafilu imtzeinu. Dino Oche, Zeu Dasagosh, Shepirish Kei, Maise de Geisel, Shenof Lechol, Igmon, because of Mari, Bago Eshari Du. So it's definitely the Shite of the Smak. Whether it's also the Shite of the Rosh or not, that's a question. So he says, because of Mari, Bago Eshari Du, Mizel Shei, Uvezu, because of the Chai Beise, of the Pirish Koi, Vioche Nagino, doch ich schee in abo so kidem am liche ni so da ma bi so ma mai wo da ke mide is be pile bi so so da ma mai che bo bi ach do mi po mi schee rez ma lo de khat mi khali mi da mi so is at ka vi ko sa bo lo ma sha o per kwa bo so se sa partez di ma schee ni di ma ri bitli che a fi ma tsli da ma kholo fo mi ma kwa ye shla ese So in other words, the shita of the Mavi, there's a Tumas Adeshen, so is that even if it's Roi Nimlach Klau, when the Himore says that if it's so it's Osea, or if it is pause, it's Osea, or if it is spiced, it's Osea. So the question is, does that apply only to a case where Nimlach Ktas it is? It wasn't Nimlach Kedishir Melich, so it does not have the din of Melich Alech Yosef. But it's likely so that it was. So then we say that if it is soli, if it is spiced, if it is bought, so then it becomes awesome. As long as it is slightly salted, Mashiach, if it's not salted at all, so even though it's soli, it doesn't ask. It was tassel in spite of the pulse, in spite of being spiced. So that's one way of saying it. And another way of saying it is no. That since it's not nilach in the shiur of the Michal Deiro, so it was slightly salted, so it has the same status as if it hadn't been salted altogether. So the marishite is that even if it isn't salted altogether, not at all, so it's still also, if it is salted, if it is spiced, if it is both. So he says, the mashi here in the mari mitzli shaf, that's the gamma chodok in the mnachlam, ish lech se yashar lehi mirai lahat abechai, el mashi shere mbo so, lo yin gira beka. The tzeni mo yin bola mitzeni, afi mo yisuma mitavzi, lo yos nachon imo lebegeizel, shilof mitkusea, shah kusea o yin mruach tzaz, oso se abiniz bepile, אַז דאָ איז נאָך קאָל, לאי אַ קוסע מיר אַ קוסע, אין עס אַ קלאו די ביציינע אין אַ פילוצאָל. אַבער מאַן אַז איך זאָל אַ טרומע סמאַק, די האָב די סמאַק אין קוסע האָט די שקחדין אַ פילוצאָל אין וואַך, לאי אַ קוסע, די אַ חאָל. מסתפיל אל החלק עליהם וחתחיל אל ההתיר מה שהם איץ משמע דבחי פשיט את השוק כל שלמים לאחר מהם ומצלי ונים לאחר מהם אפילו נחם מחרס מלכי עושה אפילו אמר שער לקופון נים לך קצת צרבות so the machleikes between the Mari and the Marshali is where it was nimach all together. So according to the Mari, so even if it wasn't nimach at all, so it's also, if it is solid, or if it is misun mitzavli, or if it is poim, it is both. According to the Marshali, so all these things are important, only if the Chalapoches was nimach tzatz. If it wasn't in the Chadal at all, so then all these things, pores and spice and so on, are not important. So it's a machlokes. Now, he says, V'ramoshe, because of Kanshi, Mok Nefzim Rubi, Yishnok, Kisvor, Mishim, and Yimekin, Yinecho, Machas, Milchei, Kol Shem, Yitzol, Yiseyach, Uliru, because Abu Atzme, Yisipei, Danan, and Ki, Yidol, Yishnese, Rafim, Yichas, Kim, Nefzim Rubi, and Yol, Yitaiti, Yitrei, Kulel, Yitalim, Mishim, Nefzim Rubi, Dain, Alema, Shem, Yichas, Li, Yim, Mikrei, Yinecho, Machas, Milchei, וגם נסליח על די הרישיינו, על די הרישיינו, so, במקביל לעשר, יש פה אינו בצלי לסייח דווקא. לא מעדים במשל משמע, בצליח לציין, יש לעשר, יש פה אין, אף נדלים לך קצת, כן, נדיר אליו נזדהייתי. So he says, the task says, that even though the Ramon is making, the Rambo is making in the case where there was solid and tzeinu. So the mokim efsed merube. So that it's not osir. So he says, but we cannot make here in the case where it was nimlach litzli, but it wasn't nimlach kishiro sheshemel chim nigdeo. So in such a case, if it is cold, as long as it was nimlach, in other words, when can we be making if it wasn't nimlach altogether, but if it was nimlach ktsas kishiro sheshemel chim litzli, even though it wasn't nimlach, kishio, shemelchem nideo, then it cannot be made. In other words, the taz paskas likule only in the case where it wasn't nimlach altogether. Masha'in came if it was nimlach. Even though it was nimlach very slightly, less than the shio that is done, the shio than is done likdeo, but just it was nimlach very little the way it is done with me, as long as it was slightly salted, so then we cannot be matter. So we can only be matter in the case where it wasn't nimlach. Anyway, so the Taz mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Mari and the Marshal. Suppose it wasn't nimlach altogether, and it was three when or it has pores, or it is bitul bitav. So according to the Mari, according to the Mari, it's osea, even though it wasn't nimlach mitamre, and according to Mashal, it's not osea. Now, let's see el shach, let's see from this. Afilu nechal machmas milchim, heini mechum, diadim imenei havel Hashem, afilu lo nimlach klau, kibin lo viseach, kibin kol cham lesechcein, dibo yeglim, יצורך למה, מי שמלכים לנך על מחמס מלכם, לא נמלך, ולא נמלך כלל לנך עוד להם, לא יורד לדאג בכך. So what does the Shach say? The Shach says, when the Ramo says, אפילו נך על מחמס, אפילו נך על מחמס מלכם, that means slightly salted. So he didn't have to say, so boy a clip it. So he says, it's not מחובן. Because he didn't have to say afilu nechal machas milchei, because he could have mentioned the biyachidish afilu lo nimlach klal, the afilu nimlach klal. So it's also osir. Why is it osir? So you would say because the shach agrees with the shita of the Mari that it doesn't make any difference whether it is nimlach tzas and nechal machas milchei or it's lo nimlach klal. But the Shah doesn't say that. He says in Yechuvan, that Adibim in Yehavulash Yinon, Afil Yinibach Klau, Kibin Dehu Yiseach, Kidin Kol Cham Yiseach Tzene, Diboye Klipe, because the boy clipped with all flame, we should be him in Echo Machmas Milchi, who we knew a cloud in Echo Lahem, we are at the Dagnika. So, in other words, so how is it Mashma from the Shah? And this Machlik is between the Mahi and the Mashal, where it was not Nimlachedo, not even Tzas, and it is Misuga Vitav, Misuga Vitav, or it has pores. So, according to the Mahi, it's also Mechule. According to the Mashal, it's not also at all. What is the Shachshite, like the Mari or like Mashal? So it's much from the Shach, that the Shachshite is like Mari, that in the case where it's Misuga Mitavli, so then it can become also Mikulei. So it can become also Mikulei, so Mimele, then it will become also Mikulei, even though it wasn't salted at all. Because the Shach, first of all, he says, it's all from Mamishim Lechim, 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 so he says, it's Hainach. And then he says, when he said, in the Chum that didn't we have last meal, after we win the cloud. So why is it Osea? Kiviklipe, Kibni we say, Kibin Kol, Hamun Sechzim, Boyeklipe. So that's only Shayach in the case of the Mechaber. The Mechaber passes like Rashi. So the Mechaber has reference to the case where the pigeon meat was completely hot and it fell into cold milk that was slightly salted. But it was still Nechum Achas Milchei. So mainly he says, it should ask a Kedek Lepe. Why? Because of Tatoy Gobar, so it's in it, but Adam Meikar is Bola Kedek Lepe. Here it was, the Mechaber has referenced the case where the pigeon meat was hot. So mainly it's also on that score. That's only the case where it has no coin. But in the case where it has coin, or it is mitumah mitzavim. So if it's nimlach tzas, even though it's nechum achas milchei, so then it's kuli yoseh. So mimele, in the case where it's not nimlach altogether, according to the shach, it should also be kuli yoseh. So in other words, from the shach, it's a raya that he agrees with the shite. That he agrees with the shite of the mari, not with the shite of. Not with the shita of the Mashal, because the Shach says, Nechal Machas Milchei, and we mean Machlaud in Nechal. According to the Mashal, it's not in Nechal. There is a big difference. Okay, alright, so that's all. Now, tomorrow, we will start Simen Tzadikets. So you should go over the whole Simen for tomorrow. The Chaver and Gamor, the whole Simen Tzadikets, because you should have gone over it before, and as far as the Taz and the Shach, is concerned, up to Sib Gimel in the Mechaber. But I mean, in the Mechaber and Rabbo itself, the whole thing, but the Taz and the Shach, up to Sib Gimel in the Taz. I mean the Sib Gimel, it's really, but I mean Sib Godel Gimel, so it means in the Taz itself, up to C Zayin, with the thousands, C Gotten Zayin.